From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 18th of February. Here are the happenings in radio this morning. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining us. The main stories: the federal courts declared the warrants used by federal police to raid the ABC were valid. The ABC's come under attack over a sexual assault on a staff member. And the country music industry gets behind fundraising for fire victims. I'll have details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, the federal court has thrown out an ABC challenge to the validity of warrants used by the AFP to raid the national broadcaster's Sydney headquarters and its computer systems. The raid was sparked by a report called the Afghan Files, which alleged unlawful killings by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. The allegations were based on leaked Defence Department documents. ABC Managing Director David Anderson says the accuracy of those allegations has never been challenged. It seems concerts are the best way to raise funds for fire victims and devastated communities. Thanks to the support of Kix Country Radio, 2CC and 2CA, a number of country music artists have been able to entertain a crowd at Bungendore near Canberra and raise funds for the local RFS and Salvation Army Fire Fund. Local artist Kaylee Jensen, whose duet with Becky Cole is currently number one on the country chart, came home to perform. Former Triple J lunchtime host Jen Fricker says the ABC hasn't done enough to follow up after an alleged stalker snuck through security at Ultimo, walked into a studio and kissed her while she was on the air. Fricker believes management didn't make any security changes after the attack and failed to provide her with a policy in relation to sexual violence. She says their attitude is, "It isn't our fault." For full details of these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories catching industry attention today. International sales guru Pat Bryson has written a must-read article for radio salespeople on selling radio direct, and it's up on the Radio Info site now. Pat says people buy radio emotionally, then justify it with logic. But she says in sales, the real challenge is to reduce the perceived risk. In her article, she details how to calculate your growth objectives. Well, they build this promo for singles as a social dating experiment. Jade, Matt and Crivo from 105.3 New FM The Novus gave 50 guys and girls the chance to find love this year on Valentine's Day. Nova's Kiss and Tell promo saw the 50 singles get the chance to cruise together with NASA from Married at First Sight. And say it ain't so, Fox FM's Husey has gone full vegan. Dave Hughes told ABC radio host Libby Gore that he's now on a vegan journey that at one time he would have mocked. But he says he feels much better for it.
Physically, I'm able to exercise now every day at the age of 49 and I don't feel sore. I mean, for about 10 years, maybe 15, I would walk down the stairs in the morning sort of sideways because I was stiff.
The full details of these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, We'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
94.9 Power FM Nowra has a new breakfast duo. Kaylee Jade Baker and Andy Sands are joining forces to entertain the Southern Highlands. Kaylee's replacing Katie Fleming, who left in December. Here's some important news on the job front, at least for media companies wanting to place jobs on the website. Radio Info's made it a whole lot easier from yesterday with new software that allows media companies to place their own job ads directly online. You can check out details of the current jobs on offer in the industry right now on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Well, thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.